Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gay things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Corda Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too. Especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels, because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963, and we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah, somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them, in fact, we loved them, and we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop.
Stop! 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 Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und danke schön und den Christmon even. Ja, den Christmon either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Danke schön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people wish merry happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Bettina Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get on, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a
keep
long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
Rudolph the reindeer had a very tiny nose, when everybody told him,
Mickey the red-nosed negro
had
a very tiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody!
One, two, three, five!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer
Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved to hear as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph, with your nose reindeer, you go down in history.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. I know what you're thinking. I didn't know the Beatles did a Christmas record. Well, they did, kind of. I mean, the very beginning of what we heard when they were talking, that was the actual Beatles. Back in the early 60s, they used to make a Christmas record every year for their fan club. It was this, you know, little floppy plastic disc that you could put on your turntable and play it. And that was the 1963 version we just heard. But the song that came right after that, that wasn't the Beatles. It was a Beatles tribute act called the Fab Four from Los Angeles. And a few years ago, they put out a Christmas record called Hark. And the cover, it's four snowmen laid out like the Beatles on the cover of Help with their arms up, you know. And it says Hark instead of Help. Yeah, pretty good, huh? So this is our Christmas special. Well, the first part of our Christmas special. Now, every year this time, we put together all of the weird, unusual, and seldom heard festive songs and put it all together in a three-week package. So this week, next week, and the week after, you're going to hear all of our favorite festive tunes. So as I said, we just heard from the Fab Four, and we're going to hear... I remember a few weeks ago I told you about a video that I was a part of with a local singer named Noreen Braun. Well, I first became aware of her with her Christmas album, which is called December Falls. And it's got some classics and some originals on there as well. And you can get that on Bandcamp. So we're going to hear from that. We're also going to hear from... we've got... Die Rotten Rosen, we've got Chris Elkstrand, we've got Susie Arioli, we've got the Jen Hodge All-Stars, Louis Prima, oh, all kinds of great stuff. The New Black. So stick around for the next hour, and then the next 2 weeks after that, we got all your favorite festive tunes all in one place. And we're going to start off with, off of December Falls, this is... Noreen Braun and The Winter After Elvis Died.
was the winter after Elvis died. I got pneumonia from a cold, harsh wind outside. The nurses overdosed me on codeine. That's when I saw things I'd never seen. High flying on a magical ride. I heard the Beach Boys playing from the walls inside. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my confidence. My parents said, hey girl, you almost died. I had a doctor, I had Jesus on my side. They both said, girl, you're gonna be alright. Floating on down, my fever broke that night. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my confidence. Long cold winter. Long cold winter. The winter I was lost without a farmhouse near. On the coldest evening of the year, I saw the dark woods fill up with snow. And I searched for my house blazed in yuletide glow. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter of winter.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from above. Feliz Navidad.
Boundaries are asking for space is seen as complaining or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Like, sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
You want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today. Mega Mall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Oh, I see the thinking over
time. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
And now, with a report on the Christmas Truce Talks, we switch you to Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the lines. Here in Red Sector, with a snow-covered tent less than 10 yards from where I am speaking, the fate of the proposed Christmas Truce is being decided by representatives of each nation. Time is the key word here today, for rumor has it that the Germans may take advantage of today's clear skies and mount an all-out offensive with von Richthofen's flying circus providing air cover. Just at this moment, coming out of the truce tent, I think I recognize Colonel Percy Devonshire of the British truce team. We shall try and get a word in with the Colonel. Oh, Colonel Devonshire! I wonder, sir, if you can tell us how the talks are progressing and if you see a solution in sight.
Quite frankly, it seems to me that the Kaiser's emissary is merely stalling for time and that negotiations are not far from breaking down. I would like to add, however, that an alert has been issued to all Allied fighting services in case this stalling tactic is indeed being used to get the German army into position for a sneak attack. If you will look just there to the aerodrome, you'll see our aircraft warming up and waiting for our signal in case of a breakdown in the truce talks. Forgive me for
interrupting, Colonel, but isn't that von Klug, the German emissary, coming out of the truce tent?
Why, yes, it is. Please excuse me. I must return to the general.
The sounds which I'm sure you must be hearing are coming from the direction of the truce tent, which has just been emptied of all its occupants. The truce talks are over. And
here in an official bulletin just handed me is the news we have all been waiting to hear. The Christmas truce has been signed. And so, after a long and tedious... What's that? Oh, no, the planes at the aerodrome are all taking off. Colonel, hasn't the word of the truce reached them yet? Something has gone wrong. Stand by, please. And now, here the bulletin just handed me may be the reason for our planes taking to the skies. Due to a possible break in communications, the planes of the Richthofen Flying Circus have just been sighted, passing over the line. So the Baron is at it again, and the Allies have sent their planes skyward to meet the threat. We can only hope that all of the ships pass in the sky and return to base safely. Meanwhile, on the Western Front, the war has stopped, except for a scattered cannon fire on the horizon.
World War, the bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, rang up from the land, asking peace of all the world, and goodwill to man.
The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you hear what I hear? Daddy's crying in the basement. Daddy's had such a bad year, full of shame and self-debasement. Now he can't find his truth. this way. It's not how you do it, it's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you know what I know? Mom is swearing on her cell phone. She had to call her friend Joan, 'cause she can't handle my dad alone, 'cause she's sick. Mom's so sick of dad and his tears and emotional fits. She wishes he was strong, 'cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't get right. Wait for it. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay. This. They can put up a tree on their own while I pretend that I'm not home. I'll give myself a silent night by staying out of the tree fight that happens every year. How about some Christmas cheer? How about some good old fashioned Christmas cheer? Christmas cheer. Really? Okay. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Really? Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight. This year, didn't know we were tagging it like that. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Thank you very much. Really? You just put a tag on it? You don't tell me?
We were feeling low in the studio in the fourth week of July, and our Christmas carol was in serious peril, and we had no reason why. The lyrics are profound, and yes, the concept's clever. A sentimental streak, well, it's as warm as ever. Songs all that, but it just falls flat, and our deadline is past due. The chords are all superb and the arrangement's classic. Our playing is restrained and never too bombastic. It's a perfect blend, but we're at wit's end. Is there something we can do? Put some sleigh bells on it.
Song too.
tune is bound for Christmas sales galore. Put some sleigh bells on it, ring it up in the mix, dunk on it. You can't resist that flick of the wrist that sends a Kringle single up the old hit list. Put some sleigh bells on it, like the Beach Boys.
She made this last request: call me on the phone just once a year. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just want to hear your voice on Christmas Day. Home before too long. But this year when I called, there was no answer there at all. I knew right then there must be something wrong. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day. Who found her said she tried to call the doctor. Where she lay, she had been reaching for the phone. But in my heart, I knew that she had been reaching out to me, the one who went away and left her all alone. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say.
as I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Guess who's back? MRG Live presents the Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Now what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody swinging?
Well, what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody swinging? What will Santa Claus say when he hears us sing, sing, singing? Down the chimney, he will come, Oh, what is Santa bringing?
Oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. All the people will be singing, la la di da. Now what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody singing?
Sleigh bells in the
snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear play bells in the church. Yeah, 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 I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from the Beatles, the Fab Four, not the same group. Noreen Braun, Elvez, Guy Rotten Rosen, the Royal Guardsman, Chris Elkstrin, the New Black, Susan Arioli, Louis Prima, Jen Hodge All-Stars, and the Drifters. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at the Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua, and help save some lives. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Eva is up next with What's the Story, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
CM,